TriStar Centennial is trying to be more accommodating for kids on the autism spectrum. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports it's part of a trend in children's hospitals to be more sensory-friendly, given the increasing prevalence of spectrum disorders.
A hospital can be a tough place for any child prone to sensory overload. Crying children in the ER waiting room, a rotating cast of nurses asking questions, bright lights and beeping monitors.
Sometimes they're so busy paying attention to these sensory things that they're feeling that we don't necessarily pay attention to, that they're unable to interact with us.
Donna Perlin is a pediatric emergency doctor who spearheaded Centennial's effort rolled out in recent weeks. The hospital now asks patients as they arrive whether the child has any special needs, and they've outfitted some rooms with dimmable lighting, soothing toys, and noise-canceling headphones. Perlin says the Children's Hospital has also minimized sounds as much as possible, like beeping cardiac monitors.
We've actually made it so that those monitors no longer ring in the room. They only ring at the nursing station, so the child's not bothered by it.
Perlin says a few ideas are taking more time, like softening the plastic ID bracelets that seem to bother kids with sensory issues. While children's hospitals in Orlando and Washington, D.C. are farther down the sensory-friendly road, Perlin notes that no one has determined yet what is most helpful. For WPLN News, I'm Blake Farmer.